things will just disappear. You know, it'll turn into like a desert dust bowl.
Ed Naranjo, chairman of the Confederated Tribes of the Goshute Reservation, says that's his biggest fear. If the Southern Nevada Water Authority's proposal to pump groundwater from outside regions of Nevada and Utah into Las Vegas goes forward.
We've been worried that they're going to take the water, but not only not only the water for human consumption, but you know, the plants, the animals, everything that lives needs water. And without water, they'll die off. They'll move.
But Wednesday, at the 7th Annual Native American Summit, the state and tribe entered into a memorandum of understanding to officially begin the process of negotiating a settlement that measures the tribe's federally reserved water rights.
It's an agreement to work together. It puts us in a proactive position of discussion and dialogue and understanding. And that's the first step. That's to make sure we get good outcomes.
Governor Gary Herbert says water law is complicated. And although the signing shows Utah's commitment toward protecting the Goshute's water, Naranjo says there's still a lot more work to be done.
This isn't going to put a stop to Southern Nevada Water Authority. They're going to continue, you know, with their efforts to get the water. Obviously, everybody knows they're probably being funded by the casinos. And they've got these high-powered attorneys. They've got contacts that, you know, they're going to continue to go.
The plan for the proposed 300-mile pipeline does not directly draw from the Snake Valley Aquifer on the Utah-Nevada border. But opponents say it will still draw down the aquifer by pumping water from the adjacent Spring Valley. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.